Hello and officially welcome to our Wednesday night Purium Health Products Consumer Education Conference Call Series. My name is Amy and I'm going to be the moderator tonight. And we are lucky to have with us each and every Wednesday David Sandoval, who's a nutritional expert in the field of whole food nutrition as well as an author. He has a wonderful book out there I hope that you all have had a chance to read, called The Green Foods Bible, and he's an amazing lecturer. He actually just got back from a whirlwind tour of Florida, so I hope many of you out there in the Florida area were able to see him when he was there these past few days, and I'm sure if you did, it was a really wonderful experience. So thank you, Dave. Welcome, and thanks for taking time out, just getting back from the airport, to be with us tonight.
Thank you very much. Yeah, I love those stopovers. You start in the morning on the East Coast, and you don't get here until the evening on the West Coast. The things we do for bargains, but that's another story for another time, because tonight I want to tell you about one of the most amazing foods, I believe, in the entire realm of natural healing, because there are herbs that heal, and there are foods that heal, and, of course, this is clearly a relative newcomer to the top 10 list. I can't tell you exactly what my top 10 list is, but I could tell you that it has a lot of ancient herbs in it, things like velvet antler that's been used for 5,000 years, ginseng that's been used for 4,000 years, things like Emblica officinalis or amla that's in our Sea from Nature that's been used for 5,000 years. I love these herbs that are so time-tested that they're undeniable, like aloe vera. Has to be in the top 10. Undeniable in their importance to the human physiology and in their time-tested surety of effectiveness. And then we have some relative newcomers, like chlorella, which was, as many people might not be aware, was only discovered, only discovered in the late 1800s, late 1890s. And in 1917, a German microbiologist proposed that it might actually be edible. And during World War I, Germany was concerned about a food shortage. And when the war was over, Dr. Lindner discontinued his research on chlorella, because the reason he was studying chlorella as a food was only to protect the Germans from the potential of starvation. Now, one of his associates, Dr. Hardner, a German scientist, continued Dr. Lindner's work, and finally, other scientists began to pick up that work, and then we have to go across the sea to Japan. Because during World War II, Japanese scientists, taking a page from the book of the German physicist, actually proposed and began to cultivate chlorella as a potential food. However, they were never able to commercially produce it until 1951, long after the war had ended. However, since that time, it is one of the most intensely studied foods on the planet. And again, after searching all around Japan for foods that could be grown indigenously as a way to stave off starvation, chlorella, from those humble beginnings, has become the single most and most widely used supplement in Japan for the last 30 years. So chlorella actually contains 65% pure vegetarian protein, and as its name indicates, is a rich source of the photosynthetic pigment, the color green, which we refer to as chlorophyll. It has a vast array of complementary nutrients, essential fats, carotenoids, and ribonucleic acids. And it has been traditionally used as a food that has helped the Japanese achieve the fastest single, in other words, no one grows faster. The average height in Japan has risen several inches at a time when the rest of the world has risen an inch or two. And one of the attributes is because of this amazing food called chlorella and the chlorella growth factor that actually is the chlorella growth factor that actually is a natural part of the ribonucleic acid of chlorella. And so this is the reason why we have chosen to focus this call on this amazing food called chlorella, because I don't think people really understand it. I don't think they know enough about it to know whether or not it should be part of their own nutritional regimen, whether it should be part of their, you know, lifestyle that is a disease-preventive lifestyle if they choose to live that. So there are some pretty crazy potential benefits that have been spoken about for chlorella, and we are not doctors. We do not pretend to be doctors, nor do we tell you that chlorella can cure, mitigate any disease. But chlorella is a food that could support your body's systems, and naturopathy is a philosophy which we strongly believe. And naturopathy is a philosophy that dictates the body is a self-healing mechanism given the proper raw materials. Now, we know those raw materials now as phytochemicals, those wonderful things in plants, or phycochemicals, those wonderful things in sea plants that can assist and aid and support our body in being pure, in being efficient, and in realizing its greatest potential. So that having been said, Amy, why don't you tell people, and by the way, thank you so much for being on the call tonight, why don't you tell people some of those, you know, claims that have been made, and I don't mean claims we're making, but things that we've read in magazines. We did our research. We know what people are saying about chlorella. When we ask people, why do you take chlorella, these are the benefits they're seeking. So why don't you tell people, you know, about chlorella and some of the things that it potentially could do for the body?
Yeah, well, as you mentioned, chlorella has been written about extensively. There's, you know, literally thousands of reports on the research done on the use of chlorella. And, of course, we can only talk about just a little bit. We can just highlight some of the things that have been talked about. But there's been books and books written on chlorella as well. So this is a highly studied food with a lot of evidence, a lot of backup. In fact, one of your friends, one of our friends that we met late in his life, Dr. Bernard Jensen, was a humongous fan of chlorella. In fact, he's written two books, Chlorella, the Jewel of the Far East, and Chlorella, the Gem of the Orient. He was so fascinated with the beneficial phytochemicals in chlorella. So it's a really amazing product, as Dave mentioned. And some of the benefits that you'll find referenced in these books and these research studies are that chlorella contains chlorophyll. We're going to list them. I'm going to list them, and then Dave's going to go back and talk a little bit more about each one. So chlorophyll is one of them. Lightweight protein is found in chlorella. RNA, or the chlorella growth factor, that stands for ribonucleic acid, or the chlorella growth factor, as well as it's a high source of minerals and vitamins from an assimilable food-based source.
Absolutely. Both minerals, fats, minerals, and vitamins. And so, as you stated, there's a long list of beneficial phytochemicals, and we should call those phycochemicals to be proper because
exactly.
They come from the sea. But, chlorophyll is an amazing pigment. And when I explain to you how amazing it is, you're going to probably laugh at yourself for taking it for granted for so long. You see, chlorophyll is that beautiful green color that we see in houseplants. It's what makes our trees green, and it's what disappears in leaves in the fall if they are deciduous. Evergreens, of course, keep their chlorophyll year-round. Now, chlorophyll is the single element on which our current system of life on Earth is reliant, because we are, as you know, an aerobic system. That means we rely upon oxygen to survive. And 99-point-something% of everything that lives on the earth, whether it be animal or whether it be a microbe or whether it be an insect or whether it be Homo sapiens, we all rely upon oxygen in order to live and in order to remain healthy. Because as a Nobel Prize winner in the 1930s proved that when the body is properly oxygenated, when we have enough oxygen pursing through our veins, that nice that makes our red blood red, well, that oxygen is created only by a phytochemical system that is called photosynthesis, a series of chemical reactions within the plant that will convert sunlight and water and, of course, carbon monoxide and carbon dioxide into sugars and into oxygen and into ozone. And this is an amazing miracle on which all life on Earth is reliant. And there is no food with more chlorophyll, no plant on Earth with more chlorophyll than chlorella, thus its name. And so this amazing phytochemical called chlorella is able to absorb sunlight with all of its, you know, mutagenic compounds, ultraviolet light, radioactive light. And somehow this plant could absorb that ultraviolet light and that radioactive light and never, ever be mutated. And so chlorophyll has and is surrounded by a number of powerful phytonutrients, which we're about to discuss. But in and of itself, chlorophyll contributes magnesium to the body, which is vital for the body's existence and for every sympathetic muscle activity that takes place in the body. But more importantly, chlorophyll aids in the detoxification of heavy metals. And when combined with the hard fibers that make up the cell wall of chlorella, chlorophyll and those hard fibers called chitinous fibers actually can gather up and attract and retain toxins in the body and help guide them out of the body. Now, the second thing Amy mentioned were lightweight proteins. We know that animal protein is laden with cholesterol and omega-6 fatty acids, but chlorella is 65% pure lightweight vegetarian protein, and the fatty acid portion of it is omega-3 fatty acids, just like salmon. So here we have a high protein and a high fatty acid content that is beneficial to the body, the type of fatty acids that prevent heart disease, the type of fatty acids that keep our arteries healthy and clean and protect our nerve endings and support, you know, the disease-fighting aspect of the body. These essential omega-3 fatty acids are a vital part of the of chlorella, but the lightweight protein make it a perfect combination and a perfect vegetarian food to feed our cells. And speaking about cells, almost every cell in our body, not all, because not all cells in our body need to replicate. Some cells in our body we're born with and we have for the rest of our lives, but many of the cells in our body actually need to live, die, and give birth to another cell in order to, for us to continue living. So thousands, millions, billions of cells will die, and before they die, they will split, they will divide. And in that dividing process, they will give birth to a baby, young, new, strong cell. And the replication process is a delicate process. And if there is a free radical, if there is ultraviolet light, if there is radiation, if there is chemical exposure during that vital time when those cells are splitting, then that cell will become mutated and potentially become cancerous. Well, chlorella, and this is an extremely important fact, I hope you'll just close your eyes and think about. Chlorella is the fastest replicating cell on the planet. No other single cell in nature replicates faster, and it never mutates. Think about this for a moment. This contains a load of chlorophyll. Chlorophyll absorbs sunlight. Sunlight is loaded with mutagenic compounds. And because of that, nature has granted chlorella the most powerful array of anti-mutagenic compounds to counteract, block, suppress, repair, and reverse the mutagenic impact of the very energy that it's absorbing. Form follows function. If it absorbs more mutagenic compounds than any other plant on Earth, then it must have more anti-mutagenic compounds than any other plant on Earth. When you put it into your body, it has stopped absorbing mutagenic compounds, but still contains the anti-mutagenic compounds. And this, my friends, is the mastery of phytochemistry at its greatest. And that is the lightweight protein and ribonucleic factor, the chlorella growth factor that Amy was telling you about just a moment ago. So a fascinating food with fascinating facts. and I think one that is worthy of anyone's attention. And I hope that we've gotten your attention about this simple, amazing food called chlorella. And I bet by now people are saying, well, how much do I need to take? And so, Amy, if I could take a breather, grab a little cup of water, and I'll let you tell them just how much of this amazing food we recommend that they use.
Sure. Well, we offer chlorella here at Purium Health Products in 200-milligram tablets or as a powder. And what we recommend is 15 to 25 of the 200-milligram tablets per day, or 1 to 2 teaspoons, which would be 3 to 5 grams of powder. You can mix it with any juice, with smoothie. You can take it with water, although it does have a little bit of an odor and a taste, so we do recommend juice or a smoothie. Or if you don't like that or don't feel like you would be able to do that on a daily basis, take the tablets. They're very easy. They're very convenient. They're small, so they're very easy to swallow. And
definitely.
What we don't recommend, or we do recommend, that even if you are taking another green food, like we talk so much about wheatgrass, we talk so much about spirulina, sometimes we forget to mention chlorella. But and so people have asked me before, well, I already take wheatgrass and I already take spirulina on a daily basis, and I really don't want to add a third product on a daily basis. What should I do? Because this seems like such a powerful product. So if someone were to ask you that question, how, Dave, would you answer them on how they could incorporate chlorella into their nutritional program if they're already using, like, say, a mixed green food, like, say, the Power Shake, or maybe they're taking the Organic Kamut Blend plus spirulina? What would you recommend that they would do to work the chlorella in?
Well, the number one recommendation would be to take Best of Greens, because Best of Greens has a significant amount of chlorella, spirulina, wheatgrass, and barley grass, as well as cruciferous vegetables. It's the purest of all our green foods, and it is the powerhouse. It's for the people who is the ultimate green food junkie. That's what Best of Greens was for. But it also contains, obviously, a significant amount of chlorophyll. However, for those of you who have been taking more greens, you'll be happy to know that it is in that product as well. And so if you are taking the more greens or the Best of Greens, you are already getting chlorella in your diet on a daily basis, and I congratulate you. Otherwise, as Amy noted, we recommend that at least 3 times per year, every 4th month if you would, that you take a complete bottle of 15 to 25 tablets a day. We have 2 different sizes depending upon your size and your need for detoxification, and you do that to regenerate your cells, re-stimulate, the detoxification aspect, help eliminate heavy metals, and just to overall help build your blood. It's a number of really, really important things that chlorella does. And you can't just have a very low level of it every day, I don't think, and get the maximum benefit. I think at least 3 months out of the year, every 4th month, as I noted, you should go through an entire bottle, and depending upon your size, it'll be your small bottle or a big bottle. But use a month to take it, and then do that again 4 months from now. And I hope that I answered your question.
Awesome. Yeah, absolutely. That if you are already taking a green food, because we believe that green foods are so important and they should be the cornerstone of any nutritional regimen, that if you're already taking one and you're saying, I don't know how to incorporate this in, one bottle every 4th month is a great way to do it, just to get that extra push, that extra amount of detoxification in your system. But now, are there people that might want to consider taking chlorella as their primary source of green food, like perhaps people that work in an industry where they're around a lot of chemicals, or maybe a painter, or maybe an x-ray technician? I mean, would it be beneficial for those people to choose chlorella as their everyday green food staple?
Well, I love the examples you gave. I think those are brilliant. You're talking about occupational hazards, and I really applaud you for doing that. I was thinking more along, and I'm serious, I think that's great. My mind didn't go there, and I love that preventative, thought process. I was thinking more people who are at risk for heart disease, people who are at risk for cancer, because it's such an amazing preventative food. All those omega fatty acids, all that detoxification, how could that not be good for your heart, heavy metal detoxification, and omega fatty acids, right?
Exactly.
The other thing I was thinking is because of the Chlorella growth factor and the fact that this stuff is, you remember when I was on the radio, it was part of my nutritional facelift and how amazing it works, you know, just to tighten the skin, use it with the master amino acids and a little bit of aloe vera and cherry at night and just look back and watch your, you know, literally watch your wrinkles go away from inside. I mean, so it's amazing because it is so good at helping regenerate cells, you know, maintain the regeneration of cells. So I believe as you get older, you may want to increase the amount of Chlorella that you use, you know, commensurate with your age, and I'm serious about that. And then probably the final thing I would say is that, you know, if you are finding that you are not having a lot of energy, that could be borderline anemia. Borderline anemia is the undetected disease that kills most Americans, according to some researchers. Now, let me explain what I mean, if you don't mind, Amy.
Oh, no, absolutely.
If you are anemic, you know it, but if you're not quite anemic, there isn't a test that detects that. It's called borderline anemia. And borderline anemia is weak blood. Weak blood is responsible for allowing every single disease that exists in the body to progress and to be aggressive because you can't fight it. Weak blood means you have low red blood cell count. Red blood cell count carries oxygen. That oxygen fights viruses, bacteria, disease, and cancer. Remember we talked about this, discovered in 1930. So if you have weak red blood cells, you don't have enough oxygen, you are not fighting disease properly. And ultimately, according to the New England Journal of Medicine, this may be the hidden cause of millions of deaths. It is not the disease that killed you. It was your weakened blood that did not allow your body to win that battle.
Absolutely. And so the Chlorella is a great way to build back up that red blood cell count, because Chlorella is so high in chlorophyll, like David mentioned earlier when we were talking about the beneficial phytonutrients found in the Chlorella. And if you ever examine the molecular structure of chlorophyll, it is very, very similar to the heme portion of blood. Is that correct, Dave?
Brilliant. It absolutely is. And remember when that was a key part of our presentation, of almost every, you know, speech and presentation we gave, we told people about that. But we've now assumed that everyone knows that, and that is a wrong assumption. So thank you very much. That's I'm really glad that you reiterated that fact, because the only difference is
the center element in chlorophyll happens to be magnesium, where in heme it happens to be iron. So if you're iron deficient, this is a great way, like you said, if you have weak blood, to build up those red blood cells in your body. And it's just a very, very efficient way to do it, because sometimes you might be vegetarian, you don't want to eat red meat, you may not assimilate the red meat very good, it might not be good for your digestive system. And so chlorophyll or any other green food containing, chlorella or any other green food containing chlorophyll is just a really great way to boost the blood, to build up the blood, make you stronger.
I would absolutely recommend that people, you know, look into the history of chlorella and all the research that's been done. You're going to be amazed at the scientific support for everything that Amy and I have been saying tonight. And I think that there is I lost my frame of thought, but I think that there is a list of 7 or 8 interesting facts that we wanted to share with people that I think are really going to show you how amazing this food is. And I apologize, I was reading one of the research papers as we were talking, and my mind was going off in some other direction. So
no problem. Well, let's
I have too much information in front of me for tonight's call.
I know. Literally, there's hundreds, if not 1,000, papers out there on the internet and articles out there that you can read about the amazing health benefits of cracked cell chlorella, which is what we provide here at Purium Health Products. So let's talk about a couple of these interesting facts. Well, chlorella, it's a microscopic organism, as we've been talking about, and though it was not discovered until 1890, it has actually existed for 2.5 billion years. So this has been on our planet for 2.5 billion years, and we just discovered it. Humans just discovered it back in the late 1800s, 1890 to be exact.
Now I want to ask you a question. There is a certain wisdom that comes with age. We know that when it comes to humans. Plants, believe it or not, have wisdom. There was a book written called The Secret Lives of Plants. It's pretty entertaining. But you'll know that the longer something lives, the more stresses it had to endure on our planet, the more ice ages, the more volcanic eruptions. You could go on and on and on. Climactic change of all types. Plant life changes, animal life changes, microbe changes, viral changes, temperate changes, atmospheric changes, the topsoil changes. All of those changes that took place over all of those millions and billions of years. Chlorella is the oldest surviving food that we know.
Wow.
That means it has more wisdom as a plant than any other food on Earth. And that, my friends, is serious. Serious natural healing science. I mean, you know what I'm talking about? That's profound. I really believe that.
Exactly. And another thing that researchers have found or that we've discovered is that chlorella is, I think you mentioned this before, is the fastest reproducing single cell in nature. And it actually contains genetic information, RNA, that can strengthen and protect our cells during replication. Like you tell an awesome story about a photocopy. I used to work that into your lectures years and years ago about how when you take a photocopy and there's one dot on it and you make a photocopy, that dot gets larger and larger and larger. And if you do that over and over and over and over, pretty soon the whole page is just going to be one big black dot. You can't read anything on the page. And so you likened that to cells replicating. And if there's a genetic mutation, it's just going to get larger and larger through the continuous replication. But if you clean that up and your photocopy, the copy is clear to begin with, you're not going to have these, these faults, these black dots. So you're going to have a true and original replication. And so that's what chlorella helps you do, is to have a true and correct original duplication of the cell.
I think you're right. I think if you make a copy of a copy of a copy, then obviously the quality of that copy goes down because it's not the first generation. And everyone who knows, you keep the master copy and you make your copies out of that clean, nice one. You know what I mean? Nobody makes the copy out of the copy out of the copy out of the copy because you know it gets weaker over time. Well, chlorella has this magical way of every time a cell replicates, it's as strong as the original, so it becomes an original. And that's amazing. So thank you for reminding us of that analogy.
No problem. And also, as we've been talking about, chlorella is perhaps nature's most intensely studied food. You talked about how it was studied during World War I. It was studied during World War II. And that, you know, they found through all these studies that chlorella helps break down heavy metals in the body, helps break down and pull out toxins such as PCBs, DDT, mercury, cadmium, lead. So there's a lot of evidence out there supporting the uses of chlorella.
And I think that we sort of expanded upon that to show that it was, in fact, that hard cell wall combined with the chlorophyll, that massive amount of chlorophyll, that extremely unique cell wall. And between those two, that's the reason it's so good at the things that you just said.
Exactly, and we know how awesome chlorophyll is. We've talked about it before. We've talked about it a bit on this call. And chlorella is nature's richest source of chlorophyll, and it can contain up to 2 to 3 more times than other algae or grasses of chlorophyll. So, you know, of course, wheatgrass is amazing because it has properties and qualities all of its own that are unique to cereal grasses. Spirulina is amazing because it has, you know, properties that's unique to spirulina, but what's unique to chlorella is that it has 2 to 3 times more chlorophyll than any of the other green foods out there on the planet.
Absolutely. It really is. And that means, of course, as reiterated, as form follows function, since it has more chlorophyll, it will attract more sunlight, it will process more mutagenic substances, and thus it must have more anti-mutagenic substances. It is a beautiful, beautiful, like I said, it is a perfect example of phytochemistry at work.
Exactly, exactly. And in 1951, Japan... Exactly. In 1951, commercial growing started with chlorella in Japan, and it is the number one selling health supplement there still today. And that's pretty amazing for over 60 years. It has been, it's been widely consumed by the Japanese population.
Now, Amy, could I just, like, go to a pond then and find chlorella growing and eat it?
Well, not really. We recommend, and all the research that's been done has been done on fractured cell chlorella. And the cell, that hard shell that you talked about, that hard outer cell, must be fractured delicately, but it must be fractured to allow us as humans to absorb and digest all of the nutrients, antioxidants, carotenoids, the nucleic acids, the proteins, the vitamins, minerals, the fat, and everything beneficial in the chlorella, because if it's not a fractured cell wall, it will just pass through our digestive system and we will not gain the benefit of it. So you must choose a fractured cell chlorella, and here at Purium Health Products, we only sell the finest fractured cell chlorella. So you can definitely trust that we have gone through, done due diligence, and we are providing the highest quality fractured cell chlorella in both tablets and powder form.
Now, I want to remind everybody that borderline anemia thing is a real, real serious, perhaps the unreported disease that affects our health in America, and building your blood is a really important thing to do.
Yes, yes, absolutely, absolutely. So this is just an absolutely amazing product. And do you want to talk to us? You mentioned a while ago about, can you just go out to the pond and scoop off, some of the algae and consume it, which we don't really recommend that. So do you want to tell all of our listeners how the chlorella is cultivated?
Well, that is a extremely, like I said, extremely important point to make, because that's the reason why it's one of nature's most recently discovered amazing secrets, is because we didn't have the technology to fracture that cell wall delicately in the past. And so this chlorella is actually cultivated in ponds that are filled with mineral-rich water. It's like, imagine if you emptied out a million bottles of the most expensive, like, deep earth, deep well spring water. That's what chlorella is grown in. That's why it's so much more expensive than any other, because it's grown in the most amazing water, and it doesn't contain any colorings, flavorings, binders. There's nothing added to that water to make it grow. It's grown in a controlled outdoor environment, meaning it's not wild, and it ensures a significantly higher chlorophyll content than growing chlorella indoors, and makes sure that it has all of its wild qualities. Now, in this controlled environment, it's allowed to be wild within a controlled environment, and it's guaranteed to be free of heavy metals, arsenic, and other algal impurities, because there's a lot of stuff that grows in water. You have to watch out for a lot of different, things in water, because water has dissolved minerals in it. So the lined ponds with controlled water makes chlorella now actually perfect and ideal for human consumption. But when it's grown in the wild, its ability to absorb heavy metals and stuff would not serve it well if it was a food at that time, because wild chlorella is going to be purifying its environment. It's going to be detoxifying the earth around it. So we don't want to eat it then when it's a used filter. We want to get it when it's a fresh, clean filter, and let it clean our body.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Now, once it's harvested, it's dried, and then we use a sonic vibratory technique or some amazing patented techniques that are used to break that cell wall. And when you look at our chlorella, you look at the color, you look at the smell, and you could see that it's the finest quality on earth because it doesn't have the smell of a rancid fat. Remember, all those essential fats are vital. And if during the breaking process, you know, it was fractionalized, it would begin to rancify. So compare ours to others. Ours is the finest and the least expensive of that quality available, I believe, anywhere in the world.
Absolutely, I agree. And we do offer it, like I said, in 200 milligram tablets. I believe we have a 300 count, a 600 count, and we also have an 8-ounce powder. So again, here at Purium Health Products, we offer it in 300 count tablets, 600 count tablets, as well as an 8-ounce powder that can be blended in with your smoothies or with any juice. So that pretty much brings us to the end of our content. I just wanted to review for just a moment that chlorella is one of the oldest known organisms on Earth. Foods on Earth existed for over 2.5 billion years. It's the highest source of chlorella, 2 to 3 times more than other algaes and cereal grasses. So it is a potent powerhouse. We suggest here at Purium Health Products that if you're already using a green food, that you work this into your nutritional regimen once every 4th month, so 3 times a year, you take a whole bottle. We recommend 15 to 25 tablets per day. That's about 3 to 5 grams or 1 to 2 teaspoons if you're taking the powder. The potential benefits that you may experience are heavy metal detoxification, pulling chemical toxins out of your body. It's going to provide you lightweight protein. It's going to provide you with vitamins, minerals, good fats, as well as that RNA or that chlorella growth factor, which has been documented in some scientific studies that it can help. It can help boost your immune system. It can help you fight. It can help you fight if you have a condition where your body needs to be revved up and fighting against something. So, again, we believe in the naturopathic perspective here. If you give your body the correct tools, it will do what it is supposed to do. No supplement can heal you. No vitamin can heal you. No mineral can heal you. But if you give your body the correct tools, your body can heal itself. And so chlorella is one of those tools that there's been much documented evidence that it is one of the best tools that you can provide your body to jump start that healing process.
I couldn't agree more, and I would like to encourage, you know, basically everybody to at least look at yourself and say, is this something that could be good for me? And if it is, you know, by all means, explore it, because there's, in my opinion, there's a number of benefits we didn't even have the time to cover tonight. This
exactly.
is a food that is, as Amy said, has been used and is the best-selling nutritional supplement in Japan, which is a highly educated population, a highly scientific, scientific research-oriented, and so they're not taking a pharmaceutical drug; they're taking a food. That food is called chlorella, and it is the top seller there. It should at least be on your to-be-considered list here.
Absolutely. Well, awesome. Well, thank you, Dave, so much for the information. We really appreciate it. We appreciate you taking time, getting straight back from your from the airport to do this call. And we will be with you next week. We're going to be doing a conference call on animal nutrition for your pets, who are definitely part of the family. We need to think about them as well and what they put into their bodies. So please tune in with us next week. And until then, I hope everyone has a wonderful week and a very happy holiday season if we don't get the chance to speak with you before the holidays.
I agree, and thank you so much. God bless everybody. Enjoy your Hanukkah and your Christmas and, of course, your Kwanzaa. And we will look forward to having all of you with us again 1 week from today. And hopefully you will share this information with someone you care about, someone you love, or some curious mind that loves to share information with others. Let's start that knowledge tree. It starts with you. You're a branch, and it ends with you if you don't share it. So God bless, and good night.
Good night, everybody. Have a wonderful evening. Bye-bye.